That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. If you are one of those people that posts on your Instagram post, feeling cute, might delete later, that's all I need to know about you.
What's that mean?
Like, I don't get it.
The photo is like a little bit alluring and that you might delete it later
on?
Yeah,
but it's like a thing. It's a meme and people do it all the time. And then they post pictures of themselves that like, you know, they're trying to be sexy. And, you know, like, oh, look at me, I'm so cute. But might delete it later. Why are you going to delete it?
I might regret it.
But then don't post it. If there's any ounce of you that thinks that a post is questionable, don't you think you should probably just skip it?
Well, that's the fun, man. That's the edge.
I think they're just saying that. They're just using it as an excuse to be like, I know that this is a little risque, but I might take it down later. And what am I supposed to do? Check back to see if you deleted it and pretend like it never existed?
No, you're supposed to be like, go girl, put it up there.
Oh, yeah.
Let the world know. Proud life. Hashtag proud life.
Why don't you just use hashtag proud life then?
Well,
and then post a picture of you being cute.
It's just a new variation of the old thing. That's all I'm saying is it's got to be somewhat alluring. Edgy, if you will. I've got one for you here. If you constantly... here's the thing. Like, sometimes you see people do things and you just say to yourself, this is absolutely ridiculous, and it's just not a good look for them. If you're publicly feuding with the biggest movie star on the planet because, A, number one, he doesn't care enough to be your best friend, and number two, he doesn't care enough about your child support case to make movies with you to make sure that your pockets are lined, that's all I need to know about you. Tyrese Gibson, give it a rest, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, The Rock doesn't care what you have to say. So I don't know if you know this, Anna, but there's drama in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Okay.
That's why they made the Hobbs and Shaw, which is the number one movie in the country right now. We're not saying it's changing film or anything like that.
You know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you know exactly. It's a ride. You know what I mean? It's a roller coaster ride if you go to it. But Tyrese is just like slagging The Rock on Instagram. And Tyrese is like this big and The Rock is like this big. You know what I mean? In that world.
I guess I should explain that Raven's using his fingers to say small and large.
Right. One is small, one is large. Yeah. You know, whether it be on Instagram or anything else at that point, too. Just let it go, Tyrese. It's not a good look.
I don't understand why
people wait for the next movie,
use
bro.
Social media to argue anyway. I just think it's so...
Because The Rock won't take his calls.
Well, that's probably why. Right,
you know?
Yeah. Rock's like, who?
It's just, come on.
I don't know that man. I've never known that man in my life.
Let it go. You've all made a lot of money.
Right. That's all I need to know about you.
If you're the person that drives full speed through a puddle just to drench people, that's all I need to know about you. You see it, you're like, you see it in their eyes, they're like, I'm gonna speed up and I'm gonna do it.
What if it's a nemesis though? What if it's a rival?
A
nemesis you've had for a long time. What if it's Dr. Evil on the side of the road?
I don't know if they're
hit that puddle, man.
Dr. Evil's hanging out on the side of the road, but you could just see it, like, because it rains so much, they're just like, I have to do this.
Oh my god, it's so childish.
Yeah,
I would totally. No, I'm kidding.
You're picturing me walking on the side of the road.
I mean, no, but see, to me, it would be funny if it was like one of you guys,
right?
But if
then
it was
you'd
like
have
a
to
stranger,
aim for.
Oh, you'd absolutely. I think you would absolutely. I think we'd all aim for each other, at least a little bit. We'd have that moment of hesitation where we're like,
very
no,
revealing,
no,
Christian.
Change the wheel.
Very revealing.
If you want to chime in too, we always want to hear from you. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It was so awkward. Christian, why didn't you just correct the lady?
Stand up for yourself, kid.
It's so terrifying to do so.
It's
terrifying to stand up for yourself and say, what? This is my name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Different. That's my name. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Let me paint you a picture. Once a year, we have to take these consulting calls. And this is basically what they're telling us we're doing right and we're doing wrong. It's, you know.
It's the most fun.
It's exactly what you think it is.
It's the most fun, right? So, but it involves all of us being in separate rooms on the phone, listening to, all sorts of different things, having a conversation.
Exactly. So this is our first conversation, and we go around and we introduce ourselves, and we're, you know. And Christian says, I'm Christian. And then the consultant keeps calling him Chris.
Right. For an hour.
For an hour.
And there's five people on the phone, you have to address people by name or else nobody knows who you're talking to.
Yeah, right.
So it's being said a lot.
So all I keep thinking about is, like, when is he going to correct her? So now in my head, I'm starting to get stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, should I correct her for him? And then I'm like, I'm not his mom.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be... I don't think it's my responsibility, Christian, to tell the person that they don't have your name right. But
right.
You, at some point... point. You should have nipped it in the bud and be like, no, I'm sorry. My name is Christian, not Chris.
It's more awkward for us and more angering for you, I would think.
I just don't think it's that. I don't think it's really my place to be like, no, no, no. My name is. It's not like she.
No, it is your place.
Do you, it's not like she called me a different name. It's not like Brian.
It's exactly your place. It's more your place than any other person's on the planet.
Producer Dave. Like, that's not my name.
Do you think that because she was taking it relatively easy on him, that she was being pretty nice to him, that that had something to do with it? That he was like, you know what? While I'm in her good graces, she can call me whatever she wants.
I think Christian's just scared of, you know, like he's like scared of the consultant. So like, but call me Bob. Call me anything you want.
As long as it's positive, it doesn't matter to me.
But now what are you going to do? Like, are you going to correct her at some point?
Moving forward?
Are you just going to go through the next month and a half and let her call you?
We have that many phone calls. Is that how it's going to play out?
I think the next time that we get on the phone call, I'm going to announce my presence more clearly. Like, Christian is here.
So you,
something along those lines.
You wait and you see what happens.
Yeah.
Because the mood is going to change on him.
No.
After that, if you start the next phone call correcting yourself, announcing yourself on the conference call as producer Christian, and you put a big like emphasis on it, your critique is going to go way up.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's
right?
Like, I'm not going to stop her in the middle of what she's saying, which is actually somewhat positive, which is very nice. But, you know, I don't want to ruin that.
Right.
You know, nobody here knows my name
anyway. Being real.
I get called 18 different names.
Yeah,
this is not a joke.
I think they know your name, but they're calling you different things. Those are adjectives.
No,
works a little bit differently.
I think you should send her an email, and you should just be like, hey, it was a really great call yesterday. Just as an FYI, my name is Christian, not Chris.
I feel like that is so... If I got that email, I would feel so bad.
Do you want me to do it for you?
I wouldn't. As the adult, I'd just be like, all right, I got something for you next time, kid. I'd be ready for you.
I'll take care of it, but then she's just going to call me like C or something.
No, she's not.
She's just going to like take letters out of my name.
It'd be your street.
Eventually, I'm just going to be like, you, boy.
You know I'm a helicopter mom. Do you want me just to take care of this for you?
I will take care of it, I promise. I will make this happen.
All right, we're going to see next week what he does. I can't wait.
How long can you go before you correct somebody on the name? Or you just make that your name?
Right.
I mean, that's a valid question. Like how long do you let somebody call you another name where you're just like, nope, that's my name to them now?
Well, Henry, I always say this, Henry at the front desk, he calls me Annie
Won't allow it.
Right. I don't like the name
But
Annie.
Henry's so nice, you almost let him do it.
I like Henry, so I'm like, he's just so sweet. Like, if he wants to call me Annie, like, go for it.
And he calls me Chris, too. So, like, I feel bad. So I don't know.
People have gotten rid of half of Christian's name all over the place.
I can't correct them because they're so
I'm not comfortable with his name being Christian, so we're going to rename him.
Wait a minute. Have we thought about the fact that maybe we should just rename him to Chris?
Maybe at this point we should just go that route. It'd just be easier for everybody.
You hate that name.
I hate that name.
No.
Wrong way to come out strong on something, man.
Just want my name Christian. People should know my name.
And we'll see. We'll see what happens next week.
If you're afraid to remind them or correct them, I mean, how are they going to know?
I'll just wear a name tag.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my 10-year-old daughter Hayden at star999.com. She doesn't have any real frame of reference to give advice, but she always has an opinion somehow.
Hey, listen, were you there when they handed some other doctor the degree, the diploma, whatever it may be, the certificate from their program? No. So all you know, they printed it out on Photoshop.
Yep. Okay, Hayden, today's email says, Hayden, I've been dating my boyfriend now for 6 years, and we've talked about getting married a lot, but he has not yet proposed. I was thinking, it's really old-fashioned for me to think that he has to propose to me. What do you think about me proposing to him? And it doesn't have a name signed. Mysterious. Interesting. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that girls should have the same rights as boys. So I feel like if you want to, you can propose to him. But if you're not feeling it, you can wait until he proposes to you.
Right.
But it's up to you.
I think that's what she's asking you advice about. What would you do if you really loved a boy and he hadn't asked you to marry him yet and you wanted to get married?
I would tell him he had a choice. He could either propose me or I would dump him.
And what if he says, fine, dump me?
I'll find a better man.
Wow.
Oh, all right. So if she's going to propose to him, does she have to get a ring for him?
Yes.
What kind of ring?
A good one. Maybe like a round one with a few diamonds.
Sounds good. Nice. Would you ever propose to a boy?
If he hasn't proposed to me in 6 years, maybe.
I don't think she has an actual answer for this.
Right.
I think she's confused herself.
She's still figuring it out. She's kind of worked herself around in a circle here and now painted herself into a corner.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do in a circle.
She's like, girls have all the same rights as boys.
Right.
But I don't know.
Right.
I would just dump him.
I'm not sure if it would be good for me.
Right.
I give him an ultimatum. Right. You know? She's got a poker player in her, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
She's like, I found a better man.
Right.
Boom.
She's like, ultimatum anyway. She's ready to put it out there. She's basically playing marriage chicken right there. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, good luck in this situation.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, @star999.com. See you next week.
Ugh. All right.
What's the issue?
What do you think people from Connecticut should be called? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
I mean, I've heard various terms over the years. I can't say that I was all that overtly fond over any of them.
So, according to the U.S. Government Publishing Office Style Manual.
Can I guess?
That's a real thing.
Yep, of course. I mean, again, Congress, that's what they're there for, to handle these big, important issues.
Raven, what do you think that they say that we should be called?
Nutmeggers. Is it nutmeggers? Good, because I never liked that one.
It's even... I don't like this at all.
Okay.
Connecticutter.
Connecticutters.
Whoa.
We're Connecticutters.
That doesn't sound good.
What?
That sounds bad.
That sounds like girl interrupted.
So?
Like, get out of here. Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
You take it to body cutting.
Well,
okay,
wait,
good.
That's the first all right, thing that
sharper
comes to my
objects.
Mind.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Wow.
I was like, and then I was like, if we could just
How
make
about
it,
cutting edge, cutting technology, cutting through the BS, Coast Guard cutter.
Because it's spelled at the end, it's C-U-T-E-R, Connecticutter. But what if it was Connecticuter? Because we're cute.
No.
Connecticuter.
Now you're just a teddy bear. You're with big eyeballs.
But I think Connecticut girls are cute.
Purple fur.
Are cute. I think Connecticut girls are cute. So Connecticuter.
Oh, that's good. Well, you're right. All other girls at other places are not cute.
Well, they would be.
And by the way, you're making it sexually objectified.
Okay.
So I don't think I'm comfortable with that. 2019. Good job, though.
Everybody,
glad that you offended me.
All these other states have relatively normal names.
Right.
Like Delawarean. That
makes
sense.
Do you have some favorites?
Let's see. Texan, normal.
Makes sense.
Californian, normal.
Okay. I mean, you've heard of these before.
Utahn.
Utahnian.
I guess Utah has a worse one.
How do you?
Utahn.
Utahn?
They're Utahns.
Utahn.
Yeah.
I'm a Utahn.
I feel bad for
Utahwin. You towing me? Right.
I feel bad for Hawaii people, though, because they just mailed it in. Hawaii resident, that's what they're called. I mean, Hawaiian.
Wouldn't it be Hawaiian?
Wouldn't that make the most sense?
Maybe that's a nationality and not necessarily a state identifier.
I don't know.
Right? Because there's Polynesian. There's also there's Hawaiian. There's Polynesian. I don't know.
Well, listen.
I don't work for Ancestry. So I don't know what would all be over there.
Ancestry.
I don't want to offend anybody is what I'm saying. If Hawaiian is not necessarily just a...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right. So they just decided to play it safe, the U.S. government publishing office style manual.
They PC'd that.
Right.
Thought we already had a nickname. Yeah. Connecticutan or something like that.
No, Connecticutter. That's what we are.
Connecticutian?
Connecticut.
Yeah. Why can't we be like the New Yorkers, where they're just New Yorkers?
Remember when Connecticutian got her she got her knee hit by the pipe? That was upsetting when Connecticutian got her knee pipe. Oh, no!
Nancy Kerrigan?
It all felt the same to me. Mm. Do you have an alternative? Do you have a name?
Yeah, Connecticutor. Do you have a name that we should be called?
I told you, Connecticutor is sexist, and that one is not going to work.
All right.
I told you.
What do you have?
Well, I mean, I can't take all the credit, but I've put it through a nickname generator.
Okay.
And we've come up with Confused Connecticut, Cooped Connecticut, Cracked Connecticut. I'm not feeling any of these.
These are all awful. What are you talking about?
Chargeable Connecticut?
No.
Kinetic Charge?
How are you going to refer to somebody as a Kinetic Charge? What are you even talking about?
Connect across?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Wait, got more. It's just taking a while to load.
Oh, my goodness.
At this point.
All right, that's enough.
Who would have known that the nickname generator was not working well off the server this morning? I'm sorry.
So I'm looking on our Facebook page because we asked last night for someone.
Mm-hmm.
For some, I think Dina Marie has the best one ever. Oh, Deanne says Kinetic Cuties. I'm into that.
Oh,
yeah.
Again.
But listen to Dina's Kinetic Cutlets. Kinetic cutlets. I'm into that. Like
patent that right
with
now.
A little extra.
That right now.
Boom.
Do it
with yeah. a with a little extra mayonnaise.
Kinetic
cutlets toasted on a toasted large roll.
I'm fine hungry with that. Just thinking about
I'm
it.
I'm fine with that.
That's it, guys. From now on, here we go. We are Kinetic Cutlets, and that's all we will be referred to.
I love it.
Thank you, America.
We're not all going to be here forever. But we made something that will be.
Tulum.
I love you guys.
Aw, so they had three references to Luke Perry last night on the premiere of 90210.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. Starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven. So I was wondering if they were, how they, you knew they were going to have to mention him.
And hope that they would.
Yeah, and reference his passing.
It would be kind of awkward if they didn't. It would be disrespectful.
I'm curious, and I'll be honest with you. I've read a lot about it, but I fell asleep at 8 o'clock last night.
Right. Yeah, I fell asleep too. We had every intention of watching it, but we're sucked into that Dead to Me right now on right. Netflix. It's so good.
I fell asleep. But here's, it's basically, they're planning their reboot in this initial show.
Okay, so it's a show within a show. Is that, that's the concept that they're taking.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to do a reboot from what I understand. But I've been excited about this because I have been holding on to Ian Ziering's cell phone number
right.
for years.
Right. It's one of those things that you get, like a photo of a CEO doing something terrible. You don't know when it's going to come up, when you're going to need it. You just tuck it away because, you know, someday this could become valuable.
It's true.
So, but I don't know if he'll respond to me. Here's what happened. And this is 100% a true story. Okay. He sells lotion, Ian Ziering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is one of those Ponzi, I shouldn't say Ponzi schemes, because it's a legit lotion right. selling company.
Right. Multi-level
it's a pyramid. It's a pyramid company, though.
Yeah, it's a pyramid company.
Right, right. And he is the god, basically, the level 9 of lotion salespeople.
He has somehow come into this lotion sales world. Right. And somebody said to me one time, hey, would you like to hang out with Ian Ziering? And this right. was at the top of the Sharknado. Would you like to come to my house with Ian Ziering?
So you thought you were
going to
be hanging out with him, yeah, shortlist awesome. For the barbecues. It's just like one celeb knowing another pseudo-celeb.
So I was like, sure, I'll come right. to the Sharknado premiere and hang out with Ian Ziering. This is years ago. Again.
Not knowing that it would be a high-pressure sales technique to get you to come on to be another lotion figurehead.
I show up at this house in Westport, right? And it's a big house. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Lotion money's doing good.
A lot of lotion.
They're selling a lot of lotion. And I don't know yet about the whole lotion scheme, right?
Right.
So I walk in.
You just think you're going to hang out. You're like, what's up?
And, you know, I immediately feel underdressed. I'm like, I don't know if my old Navy jeans are going to cut it in this place. So I walk in, and I look around, and it's all women.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Why is there all women?
Ian Ziering's having a key party.
Ian Ziering.
Okay, right.
Don't mispronounce his name.
And everybody gets it wrong.
That's his brother.
Next thing I know, everyone's talking about selling lotion. But Ian Ziering is there, and he's mingling with the women. But it's basically they're using him to get all the women together so we become a force to be reckoned with in the lotion-selling world.
Right, right. Wow.
But I'm going to tell you what happened next and how I ended up scoring his cell phone number, because it's weird. It's coming up next here on Star.
I'm getting messages on all my social media platforms, at Ian Ziering, by the way.
Yep, at Ian Ziering. Ian Ziering is the best at self-promotion. And you want to know why?
I mean, if he doesn't promote himself, who's going to?
Well, that and because he sells lotion. That's for real. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
And when you've got your name attached to a product that you're getting a percentage of, yeah, you better be out there selling it. You better believe it in your heart that it is the best product ever.
Long story short, here's what happened. I was invited to a Sharknado premiere with Ian Ziering years ago. This is when Sharknado first came out, and it was like a big deal.
Under the guise that you'd just be hanging out with the star of the movie, of course, and there might be a veggie platter involved.
It was so strange. It was like, hey, I got like an email, and it was a local woman asking if I'd be interested in coming. I go, yeah. I show up, and it's like this multi-million-dollar house in Westport. I walk in, and I'm like, it's crystal and chandeliers, and I'm like, oh, I don't belong here.
I had no idea that Ian Ziering, star of Beverly Hills 90210 and Sharknado, lived in Connecticut.
But he doesn't live in Connecticut. The woman who runs the lotion owns the house. He stays in the pool the pool shack in the back.
Oh, he's like Cato Kaelin.
That's legit.
Right.
I swear he's next to
the skimmer.
Right. Yeah. So
that's how he gets the free visit. The Airbnb is that he peddles the lotion and he cleans the pool.
Oh, my God.
It's the same thing at Jason Priestley's house.
What if they're listening right now?
Right.
Okay, so we walk in. I don't know what I'm walking into.
Right.
And it's all women. And I'm like, oh, this is weird, this big party with Ian Ziering.
This is strange,
it's
right.
all women.
I wonder if he's going to dance.
Next thing I know, you would think, because he did the thunder from down under, didn't he? Yeah.
Sure.
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Sounds wrong.
The woman says to me, oh, and then they start talking about lotion. I'm like, why is everybody here talking about lotion?
I mean, so I love to moisturize as much as the other person, right? Right. But it seems a little bit obsessive.
But I'm excited because like a lot of other women my age, I was obsessed with 90210. And Steve Sanders is here. And Steve Sanders wants to sell me lotion. And you want to know what? I bought $200 of lotion.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me get the picture. We know now that he didn't dance, but did he actually get up and talk about the properties of the lotion as it was a good lotion?
No, but when
he was just there.
But it was funny because when he came up on the screen, he made everybody quiet down to listen the entire party.
Oh, my God.
For his lines. Wait. Yeah. Listen. So, listen, here comes my part.
I said things here.
Can you believe they didn't submit me for an Emmy on this? Unbelievable.
So here's what. So I bought the lotion. They try to get me to become a lotion dealer. And
right.
They're like, you can
have lotion parties.
I can have lotion parties.
Start talking about lotion on the radio.
Connections.
Right.
I was like, I don't want to sell lotion. I'm sorry.
Right.
But I will buy your lotion.
Right. Whatever it takes to get out of this room alive, I'm willing
exactly.
to do it.
Right. I'm like, I don't belong with these glasses of champagne here. But so Ian Ziering,
this woman that owns this house is a pimp of lotion that is pimping out Steve Sanders.
She told me they made a lot of money. That story is crazier. We'll save that for another day. But, he gave me his cell phone number because he was like, if you ever want me to come on your show. And I was like, yeah, totally. Every time I've texted him after that,
right.
he has never texted me back.
I'm telling you, this is a burner lotion phone.
You think so?
You know. This is a burner lotion dealer phone. Frankly, somebody probably has it at a police force somewhere. And every time you call in, they're like, what is it with this guy in lotion?
Right. I don't understand.
I can't get a warrant for lotion.
He's too slippery.
All right. So what am I texting Ian Ziering? Let's go.
See what he did there.
What do you want me to text him?
See if
he'll
finally
respond. Hey, man. I'm not going to say hey, man.
Hey, Ian. Saw the reboot. All right, whatever. Hey, Ian.
Ian.
It's Ian, right?
It's Ian.
All right.
Hey, say it wrong every time.
Hey, Sanders. Saw you on the reboot yesterday. You look fantastic. Especially, you haven't aged a day. The lotion.
Of the lotion.
Right.
You haven't aged a day.
Hey, clearly, you're still moisturizing.
Hey, Ian.
Winky emoji
face. No, winky. Hey,
no?
Ian. I want to be professional.
Okay.
Hey, Ian. Great job last night.
On the reboot.
Last night on the reboot.
So wonderful to see you back on the network.
You look awesome.
Sound good. You look awesome. Right?
You look awesome.
You haven't aged today.
That lotion. No. Yeah, but he told me that the lotion is
the reason why he looks so young. You can't talk and type at the same time. I know this about you.
Hi, Ian. Great job last night on the reboot. You look awesome. Now what do I write?
Right.
My hands are dry. I need lotion.
You haven't aged a day.
You haven't aged a day.
Right.
You haven't aged
a day. Must be the lotion.
Must be the lotion.
Right.
But I want him to respond. Must be the lotion.
I'm considering coming back on board. Say that. Because if anything's going to get a response, you're going to get one back from him or from the lady who's peddling this lotion.
He's like, they always come back.
Yes.
Would love to have you on the show.
Right.
Love to have you on.
Right.
On the show.
Considering getting back in the lotion game.
I don't think I should say lotion. All right. Would love to have you on the show. Let me know if you're interested. All right. Let's see what happens. We'll see.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Corp.
Haley and Austin joining us together this morning. Haley, let's start with you. What's going on?
So, my husband and I, Austin, we have this huge Labor Day party every year. All our neighbors, all our friends, and we have a 16-year-old son. And he always invites all his friends. And this year, he asked if 4 of them could sleep over. At first, we were like, of course. But 2 of them are girls. For me, that's a no. I mean, he's 16. I feel like there is a high possibility that something, you know, they're of that age where something could happen. And I feel like, you know, the boys can sleep over, but the girls can't. Austin thinks that as long as their parents are okay with it, then we should be okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, we can't be parenting all the kids in the neighborhood. Like, if their parents know and they don't mind, then that's on them. You know what? Like, if we know these kids, they're good kids, and they're going to do what they're going to do. So as long as the parents are aware, to me, what's the big deal?
I'm not sure what you exactly mean by that, right? So, I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. Does that mean that you guys aren't going to be totally vigilant in your house, or what does that mean?
No, we have the doors open. We know they're downstairs. We check on them every now and then. So, like, as long as there's people around, we are there watching. The parents know they're there. There's not much more we can control them, you know? They're good kids. I'm not worried about anything.
Are they girlfriends, or are they just friends? Like,
they've
been friends forever. Do you know these girls?
Yeah.
They're kids from the neighborhood. They've always been around.
Oh.
And as far as we know, they're just friends. But things change when you turn 16.
Yeah.
That is true. Right.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. I guess we see. Haley, they might agree with you that they're 16 years old now. Co-ed sleepovers is kind of time to come to an end.
Right. The question, are they Stranger Things season 1 or season 3?
Right. That's when things get really different.
That's right.
Or they may agree with you, Austin, that you've known these girls. They're neighborhood girls. They're all friends. What's the big deal? It's not like you're not going to have an eye on them the whole night. If the girls' parents are cool with it, then why wouldn't you guys be? Do you agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure. Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Haley and Austin are having a big Labor Day party. They do it every year. But their 16-year-old son wants to have a sleepover. And two of the people that are coming out of the four are girls. Austin says, what's the big deal? Like, we've known these girls forever. They're neighborhood girls. Yeah. Haley's like, well, at this point, I don't know. Like, he's 16 years old. It's a little bit too old to be having co-ed sleepovers.
Yeah, man. When you're young, you really, really, really love the cool parents. When you get older, you realize that the cool parents, they were stupid. All right? We made some mistakes, is all I'm saying.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven?
I'm on the wife's side and on the husband's side.
That's not a vote.
We were in a similar situation with a graduation party. So what we did is the girls and I slept in one room, and my husband slept in another room with all the boys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that graduation and prom is a different circumstance for me. I don't know, just because there is a lot of...
party.
I think that graduation and prom, there's a lot of pressure put on kids to be at a party or something that they may or may not feel comfortable with. Labor Day, I mean, they got a choice whether or not to come. You've got a choice whether or not to make them stay. But I get what you're saying. I mean, it's not the worst plan.
I mean, they could do what my parents did, my hardcore Italian parents, where no one was allowed to sleep anywhere ever.
Right. And you guys never look at each other in the face until you're married.
That's right. Exactly. Right. All right. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Every year they have this huge Labor Day party, and their son has asked if he could have a sleepover. And they're cool with that. Mm-hmm. The only issue is four of the people he asked to sleep over, two of them are girls. Start 99.9, Tiana and Raven. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Mom's cool with it. Dad's not. No, the other way around. Dad is cool with it. Mom is not cool with it.
Dad thinks these are girls. They've been friends forever growing up in this neighborhood. It's no big deal. But as we know, I mean, hormones and things change when you become teenagers. The whole world is really different at that point. And, you know, anything can happen. I guess it's understandable that Lucy would have some, or excuse me.
Haley
would have some apprehension. Excuse me.
Yeah, 16 years old. What do you think about this?
They're hard to control, man.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, Tiana and Raven, you're siding with Mom, right?
Well, I've been fighting this for 2 years, and my daughter's going to be 18 in two months. And I finally let her go to a co-ed sleepover, and I try to get it through her head that boys, even if they're your friends, they're always thinking about one thing from whether they're 16 to 90.
That's right. They're evil. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. What is her boyfriend's name? Let's go beat him up right now. You're exactly right.
It wasn't even. It was a friend of hers. And she learned a lesson really quick.
Yeah.
She understood, but 16, I would not let her do co-ed.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the father's side. I'm a father, obviously. Not of a 16-year-old, but of an 18-month baby. And it's kind of a contrast. He's going to do what he's going to do with my 18-month-year-old. And there's only so much I can do. Even watching him and trying not to make him climb on the table is a little thing. And then comparing that to when he gets to 16, dealing with stuff like that, you can only control so much. Like, not
right.
Control,
but I get what you're saying. You're trying to be in close area of it and kind of guide it the best you can from a distance by still keeping them in the circle.
Yeah, see, I'm really it's interesting how the calls keep going back and forth on this, because I'm kind of torn in the middle. Like, I feel like I would be a little lenient, but if I even brought this up to my husband, he would look at me like I was crazy.
He'd crush your skull. Ann and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom side, for sure. And first of all, I think the father's being totally naive about what 16-year-old boys and girls are capable of doing. And second of all, I think by extending the invitation, you are saying that you accept what's happening. And he's like, if the other parents say it's okay, then we should too. No. That's not the way parenting works. You're supposed to be making a decision and setting a good example for your children.
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. It's almost an endorsement of sorts.
Now that I think about it, it makes me sad because one of my daughter's really good friends is a boy, and it's completely innocent. And would I not let him sleep over?
Well, you
boy?
Wait till he's 16.
I guess.
You wait till he's 16. Paul's going to jack that kid up against the wall. He's going to jack that kid up.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Haley, our audience agreed with you. 16 years old, they felt like it's at that point the co-ed sleepovers have to stop because you never know what's going to happen.
Thank God.
Well, all right, I can't argue with the public.
Good.
Well, I mean, you could try to ignore them, but right. I think it's probably best that at this point you guys, you know, take into account what can and can't or possibly could go on. You know what? I feel uncomfortable with this entire conversation.
Me too.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap.
You ought to know. You bought
Spent
it.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's den.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Jason, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
How does he know you go by Jay? Maybe you go by Jason. I don't know. Anyway.
That's all right.
Raven has stepped out.
I've been called.
I'm sure. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. And if you could beat him, we give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Sounds good. Let's go.
Number 1, Facebook has taken down the event page to Storm Area 51 on September 20th. What state is Area 51 in?
Nevada.
Number 2, Ed Sheeran's Divide Tour is now the highest grossing tour of all time, beating U2. Who is the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Number 3, Henry Belalo, co-founder of The Village People, has passed away. Name 3 of The Village People characters.
Construction worker, Indian, and biker.
Okay. Number 4, actor Danny Trejo saved a baby trapped in an overturned car this week. His Machete movies are a spinoff from his character from this children's spy series. What is it?
Spy Games.
And number 5, Chrissy Teigen went to the library for the first time in 23 years for group storytelling with her daughter Luna. What kind of books does she write?
Children's books.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Wave. Okay.
Yo.
Jason got 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good. It's not bad. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Facebook has taken down the event page to Storm Area 51 on September 20th.
Oh, we're not going to see them aliens?
Let's see them aliens. what state is Area 51 in?
Nevada, of course.
Nevada is correct. Jason's still leading you 3-1. Number 2, Ed Sheeran's Divide Tour is now the highest grossing tour of all time, beating U2. Who's the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
That's right. Jason's still leading you 3-2. Number 3, Henry Belalo, co-founder of The Village People, has passed away. Name 3 of The Village People characters.
There's the Native American, there's the cop, and there's the construction worker.
Yep. Yep, that's right. So yes. GI, Indian, Native American, policeman, cowboy, construction worker.
Navy.
And... GI falls under that.
Yeah.
And then Leatherman / Biker. But they call him the Leatherman, not the Biker. Isn't that weird?
Well, he's kind of, you know.
Yeah. All right, you guys are tied at 3. Number 4, actor Danny Trejo saved a baby that was trapped in an overturned car this week. Crazy. Yes. His Machete movies are a spinoff from his character from this children's spy series.
It's the one with the kid that was in... Modern Family or Freddie... What's that guy's name? Oh, come on! Kids Spy Series.
No.
Spy Kids. Spy Kids, it's called.
Spy Kids is correct.
Yes!
I'll just give it to you.
I was repeating, of course!
Yeah, all right.
I was working it through in my mind.
Jason, he's beat you. Number 5, Chrissy Teigen went to the library for the first time in 23 years for group storytelling with her daughter, Luna. What kind of books does Chrissy Teigen write?
I'm just gonna... guess that she writes children's books?
No, she writes cookbooks.
Oh, that was my next guess was going to be health books.
But, yeah. Right. All right, Jason. I'm sorry. He beat you 4-3 this morning.
This is Jason from Stamford, Connecticut, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Jason. We appreciate it so much.
Better luck next time.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to Kevin Begley. I'm going to give you the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
You know the feeling. You wake up, you go on the internet. First thing you see on Twitter is bad news. Bad, yeah. Bad, bad. Turn on TV, bad news.
Well, there's plenty of it out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we're not down with that. We pretend like that doesn't exist here. So we want to hear your good news. You can always call us at 1-800-330-9999. Raven has been excited all morning to tell us his good news.
Right.
Go ahead.
I am chocked full of good news today here.
Okay.
First, local story that we covered a while ago. July 4th, the couple in Shelton that lost their dog, that dog was found yesterday and returned to their owners.
1 month that poor doggy has been gone, and they never gave up hope, and sure enough, found his way home. Good stuff.
Beating the pavement. Of course, they know they caught a lot of ridicule by taking him to the fireworks show, but he was a new dog, new family, and they thought they had it all under control, and he got away. And luckily now Charlie has been found, and it's a happy reunion. He's lost nearly 20 pounds, but he's going to be all right.
He's
all the way healthy. So.
Such good news.
I had a cat that got out for 6 weeks before, and I found him in a foxhole, and I was the guy out there with the posters, putting them up, all that stuff, so you can't give up hope. You got to keep going.
Yeah.
Some other great stuff. First off, the weather's gorgeous. I got T-Pain today hanging out with me at Alive at 5.
Oh, that's right. You're hosting tonight?
That's going to be my BFF.
Oh, that's going to be a good night. It's a perfect night for it, too.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous. And you know, with Alive at 5, there's usually always a thunderstorm that we're pushing back on. Today is going to be beautiful, and we've got the champion of The Voice with us. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that is going to be a great time. Today is my rescue dog, Barkley's 5th birthday.
Happy birthday, Barkley.
If you haven't seen the birthday party from yesterday, the videos are up. You can find that on my Facebook page there. Mm-hmm. We had a good one. We had guests and gifts and everything. Yes, it was a lot of fun.
I know that you're really into having birthday parties for your dog.
If you care on my dog's birthday party right now during Tell Me Something Good, I'm going to tell you something hostile.
You made me feel bad that I didn't bake a dog cake for my dog's birthday.
I told you.
And I don't understand. Like, I just
Alicia
think
will send you the recipe. It's very good.
No, I'm not. Like, I don't do that.
It's safe for humans, so Paul can try it.
No, I just put a steak on the grill, and I'm pretty sure she's happy with that.
Well, the steak is good. If you give some steak, that's good, too.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. And here's this one. I shaved nearly 2 minutes off my run time of a mile right now as I'm training for the Sono 5K. Join my team!
Not Anna's team. All right. So if you haven't been caught up with this, we just announced it earlier this week that Raven and I are running the Sono 5K. We want you to join. Raven is running for the Connecticut Humane Society.
Correct.
I'm running for Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer. We have all the info under the Anna and Raven tab at star999.com. Come join us. All the money you raise goes to our respectable charities. But here's the thing is that Raven and I are actually racing each other because the organizers of the race are going to give $1,000 to the winner's charity. So we got a lot on the line here.
Now, when you guys join our teams, both of our donations go up, obviously, for those charities as well. But, you know, this is extra money on top if we actually win. So.
Right. What's your time now? What's your mile run time?
I was at 11:20. I mean, I'm on the elliptical, so I'm not flat out in the treadmill. So,
all right. I feel like the elliptical is kind of fake when it comes to actually hitting.
It is, because you can't really run. You can't gallop. You can kind of walk briskly, but you can't bang, 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 bang.
In the first week of training, I've shaved a minute off.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's good for me because I've talked about this at length. I've never been a runner. I can't run. I'm one of those people that even when I'm really...
You're a fake runner.
I can't run.
You're a three-legged dog.
Yeah. Like
three-legged dogs actually run pretty good.
But I have to tell you, I feel better in this last couple weeks of training that we've done that I have felt in a long time.
Couple weeks. It kicked off on Monday, Anna. So you cheated.
I did cheat. I started a week early.
Good.
I did. I needed to get back into shape. All right. If you want more information about the Sono 5K and how you can be a part of it, just head to our website, star999.com. Click under the Anna and Raven tab.